Welcome to Maseches Demai, Perek Vav Mishnah Vav, Chapter 6, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah says, Beishamai and Beishamai say, Lo yimkar adam ezeisav ela lechaver. If a person is selling olives, he's only able to sell, it's only permissible to sell to a chaver, a person who is meticulous when it comes to the laws of Tum and Tara, spiritual purity and impurity. However, you're not allowed to sell to somebody who is not careful because maybe they will press the olives. Once they press them, so then there's already a liquid. And halacha is that when a fruit or vegetable or anything really comes in contact with liquid, it becomes mukshar lekabel tuma. It becomes prepped to become tame, and it'll become tame. Well, Beis Hillel maf lemaaser. Beis Hillel says you're allowed to sell olives to somebody who is just trustworthy about separating maaseris, even though they don't necessarily live a lifestyle where they're meticulous for taras. And the Yerushalmi explains the reason of Beis Hillel, because we say that it's a possibility that the fellow's not buying those olives to press them and to turn them into oil. And therefore, he may eat them before they become mukshar, they become fit to become tummy. Now, even though the majority of olives in Eretz Yisrael people use for olive oil, however, since there is a possibility that the person is not going to use it for oil production, therefore, the Chachamim were mekel, they were lenient, and they permitted a person to sell to a fellow even though he's not a chaver, he's not meticulous in the laws of Tumah v'tara, spiritual purity and impurity. Let's see one more Mishnah, Mishnah Zayin, Mishnah 7. The Mishnah says, Shnaim shebatzeres karmein l'teich gas echos. You have two people who are shutfim, they're partners in a vineyard, and they harvest that vineyard, and now they take all those grapes and they put them into the wine press to press them into wine. Echad, one of the partners, ma'aser, he's a fellow who's trustworthy when it comes to the halachas of ma'aseres. Ve'echad she'ena ma'aser. And the other fellow is someone who's not trustworthy when it comes to the laws of Maaseres. Says the Mishnah, HaMaaser, the trustworthy fellow when it comes to Maaser, Maaser is Shaloi, he takes off Maaser on the 50% that's his on the grapes that grew in the Karam in the vineyard. V'chelkoi b'chol makoim shehu. And his portion, wherever it is Demai. That means to say like this, in addition to what he takes off on the 50% of his, the Maaser that he takes off from the actual grapes, he now has to take Meiser off 50% of the wine once the wine has been produced, and we say it may be demai. Why is that? Because there's a concept throughout the Shas called Breira, Yesh Breira, Ein Breira, which means to say we don't say that the 50% of the grapes that were Meiser turned into wine, and now the wine that he gets, that 50% is the 50% of wine that was made from those Meiser grapes. No, maybe the wine that he has right now is from the 50% of the grapes that no Meiser was taken off of. And if so, he has wine that never had Meisers taken off of it. His partner is not trustworthy when it comes to that. Therefore, the halacha is, he has to take off Meiser from the wine as well. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.